Morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And every Thursday at 9, we talk about Lincoln County government, and we also interview and talk to organizations like Bright Horizons Therapeutic Writing Center, which we're going to be discussing today with Morgan Madison, the head instructor at Bright Horizons. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Casey.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you back here in the Aquinnah Bay Communications Broadcast Studios. And it's been a little while, and you called me and said we've got an event coming up, and I thought this was good timing. January 31st, Hearts for Horses. You know, we'll talk further about all the things you do over there, but let's just give a plug for what's going on. How many times have you done this benefit now yourself, Morgan?
Me personally been involved with it. I think this is the fourth one. I've been in. Maybe the third. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is this kind of like your main benefit of the year? Or?
This is our main benefit of the year, and I have to say that I personally have been involved with the Hearts for Horses since 2012. That's my final answer. But Hearts for Horses has been going on. This is the eighth annual one for it, and it's our main benefit of the year. This kind of helps float us throughout the year for student scholarships and horse care.
So what kinds of things happen when they go to the benefit? Are there any hooks here? It's at the aquarium?
Yes. Oh. It's all about the location.
So where in the aquarium is it? I've seen one of the rooms before that they've got kind of a meeting room that really you can see inside aquarium, or is it in within the...
It's within the aquarium and the galleries. The live auction happens in the main lobby area, and then that's also where we send people, trying to think of the word, they do their tickets and they register with their auction number, and then they can hang out in there, and then we open up the rest of the aquarium. The whole aquarium is open, but we have pretty much our silent auction items throughout the galleys of the aquarium and food. We do appetizers and hors d'oeuvres through the aquarium.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Have you ever thought about maybe bringing one of the horses to the benefit?
We have.
You really have?
Yes. It's more of an insurance thing. We'd have to have special insurance for it. And it's January, so it's the middle of winter, and no one really wants to stand outside with a horse. It could be raining or snowing.
Sure.
The snow word. Sorry.
You really have thought about it, though,
because
that would be kind of neat to meet... the lead horses.
We're thinking about bringing Bucky this year. He's a special. He's a special guy. He's not. He's the best horse because he doesn't poop. he said poop on the radio. No, ever. No, he's a standard. He's a barrel horse. He's a barrel, but we're thinking about bringing him for people to sit on.
Well, I noticed that you are giving a big thanks out to your sponsors too, and. Les Schwab being one of them, Local Ocean Seafoods and Moe's. Does that mean a lot of the food will be coming from those individuals?
Yes, Les Schwab is providing donuts. Oh, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. Les Schwab is actually going to do another donation of tires for our live auction. And then, the rest are Local Ocean, Moe's Chowder, Nana's are doing food. Oregon Coast Aquarium is obviously our host site, and they have a basket provided for us, and they are also, I think, the Fairy Slip Cafe is going to do some food for us. Pepsi's and Rogue are providing our drinks. Rogue is also providing food, and Walker Farms are providing an auction item as well, as that's where we're located. So for our lesson, so that's we appreciate them for their support as well.
Excellent. Well, Hearts for Horses, January 31st. If you've just joined us, you're hearing Morgan Madison. She is a head instructor for Bright Horizons Therapeutic Writing Center. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment on Connections. Thanks for joining us here, Lincoln County Connections. We are talking about Bright Horizons Therapeutic Writing Center today. Morgan Madison, she is the head instructor at Horizons, and there's an event coming up. It's their primary fundraiser benefit called Hearts for Horses. That's January 31st. from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Morgan, you were saying that this is a kid-friendly event.
Yes, this is. We really love it to have kids there. It's at the aquarium, so it should be fun. It should be happy. It should be festive. Ticket costs are $40 a person, $75 per couple. We have some tables that are available for $280. I know you didn't ask about tickets, but I'm going into it because the cool part is that children 12 and under are free.
Great.
That's how much we want you to bring... Excuse me. That's how much we want you to bring your kids to this event.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to be able to be a family event.
Well, that would work out perfect for us, so we may add this to our calendar. Now, Bright Horizons, let's talk about Bright Horizons and kind of inform the audience about what you do out there. Generally, when you give somebody your elevator speech or explain to them what you do for a living, what do you tell them?
Oh, this is good, especially since it's fundraising season and we've been going out and doing, hitting up these, all of these wonderful local businesses who have so generously supported us again.
Okay, so give me your best pitch.
This is the pitch. Hello, my name is Morgan Madison, mm-hmm. and I work with Bright Horizons Therapeutic Writing Center. And then they give me a blank stare. Mm-hmm. So I say, oh, you've never heard of us? Well, we provide equine, and equine is horse, equine facilitated activities. For persons with disabilities.
Equine.
Equine is the word for horse.
Equestrian.
Equestrian,
okay.
Yes. So we do horse-related activities and therapies for persons with disabilities.
Yeah. It seems to me that you guys have gotten some momentum, really educated the community, you know, over the years. And how is your enrollment and... Does it ebb and flow? What changes other than, you know, creating the public awareness about parents realizing that this is a good alternative?
This is, there we go saying them again. this is, it fluctuates with the seasons. Winter time, typically ridership gets low because it's cold and it's dark, and kids come after school, and so after school is 4:30 or 5 o'clock, and it's dark, and they don't really want to be riding when it's cold and dark. But summertime, spring, summer, fall, ridership goes up. It is a good activity and alternative for parents. Reword that. It's a great thing for these kids. It gives them a chance to be on the same level playing field as a child without disabilities. Some mm-hmm. of our riders don't have disabilities, but they're out there to learn how to ride. So it's fun when we can kind of mix it up, have some of these kids in together. I have students who have no idea that the other student they're riding with has a disability, but they're able to do the same thing. They're able to keep up, walk, trot, can, or go around the obstacles. Their confidence level goes up. They're able to be in control of something that maybe some of these students don't have control over, things in their own personal lives or in their physical bodies, and they now have control over a 1,000-pound animal.
Yeah. Wow. It's an accomplishment for anybody, really, to maybe have that relationship. If we look at the array of disabilities, I mean, really... Where does it kind of, how do you look at that spectrum of who this is good for?
I currently have students who have autism, some broad spectrum kind of mental retardation mm-hmm. or developmental disabilities, students who have CP, which is cerebral palsy. I have some with some head injury, brain injury, mm-hmm. some speech delay, hearing deficits. I have a student who has MS, which affects adults. It's multiple sclerosis, so I have adults. I have some adults, some other adults as well that are just developmentally delayed as well.
So what is the relationship with the horse? I mean, it takes some physical dexterity. You can assist them. I mean, do you have that range? Do some students ride on their own? Some are only assisted?
Yes. It ranges. Some of them have, a lot of them have a leader, someone to kind of help support them and assist them, and sometimes that leader is hooked up to a lead line, and then sometimes we're able to unhook And it's that's fun when the kid first discovers that they can do it on their own. But also some of our students have we call sidewalkers, and they can have one or two sidewalkers that walk along the side and can either hold on, do some physical support where they're helping them gain their confidence by having a hand on their leg or on their knee or even some of our students have a gait belt which goes around. It's an extra little handlebar for us to help support them. And then sometimes they just need a sidewalker to help keep them on task or keep them focused on what they're doing and remind them and kind of do some hand-over-hand assist with steering and stopping and walking. And then the ultimate goal is to work towards slowly taking that support out so that they can work towards independence. And it does, it affects kids differently. Sometimes kids go without sidewalkers immediately, and sometimes it takes a couple of years, and then they work their way up. We actually have a student. Can I keep talking?
Yeah.
We have a student right now who's been riding with us for about 2 years, and I remember his grandma said, sorry, Grandma, if you're hearing this. His grandma said, when is he going to be independent? And I said, well, I don't know. You know how your kid learns. We'll just take it day by day. And he's got someone that walks with him, but he's pretty much doing it by himself, and he's working on being more gentle and smooth with his movements because he's kind of rigid with his movements. Yeah. It's really cool how they change and blossom and grow from needing full help to being independent riders.
Must be very gratifying for you, and I think it's excellent that you chose to do this as your profession. That's Morgan Madison. She is the head instructor at Bright Horizons Therapeutic Riding Center. We're going to learn more about Bright Horizons after the break. Stay with us. Lincoln County Connections, talking to Morgan Madison, Bright Horizons Therapeutic Riding Center. We were previously discussing the types of disabilities, the therapeutic advantages. There are a few there that you did want to mention because there's just such a broad
spectrum
of things that people can be helped with through therapeutic riding. What are some of the other ones you wanted to mention, Morgan?
Head spinal cord injury, stroke, Down syndrome, attention deficit disorder, visual hearing impairment, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, I mentioned earlier, but post-traumatic stress disorder. We also have students that I didn't mention that are just coming from broken families or kids within the foster system that have just emotional trauma, developmental, cognitive, any of that kind of stuff can be helped too.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do see quite a variety of individuals, and obviously your flexibility too as an instructor. Just give us kind of a real brief here, because I know we don't have a whole lot of time left, but what is your training like as a PATH certified instructor? What's that mean anyways, PATH?
PATH stands for Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship.
Okay.
And it's an international organization. There are PATH centers all across America and all across the world. Mm-hmm. And to be PATH certified instructor, you have to go through their courses. They have some courses, and you have to become a certified instructor through observation and help from another certified instructor, which I did that in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go take a big test, big scary test, and some training there. But for me, personally, I also went to college and got a degree in therapeutic horse riding.
Cool.
It's not required, but I didn't have much horse experience prior to that, so I thought that would give me a leg up and give me all of that knowledge that I needed that I didn't have from the lifetime of having horses.
Yeah. And then, of course, boots on the ground. Like you say, you've been there for about 4 years now.
Oh, just about.
That's where really a lot of this learning just continues and continues and fun.
Yeah, it's fun, and I
love it.
Hope that I continue to improve as an instructor and every day. It's hard work, but it's fun work. Even the behind-the-scenes work of cleaning up after horses, there's lots of therapy in that. Speaking of which, can I tell you about our volunteers?
Yeah, please do.
We have we would not be able to survive without our wonderful supportive volunteers. They come in on class days, on off-class days, whether they're cleaning stalls and helping take care of our horses, loving on them, tell them how beautiful they are, or helping with classes. We can't do what we do without them. We really appreciate you volunteers. We really appreciate all you do. As far as classes go, some of our students, if our volunteers don't show up, they need the level of support that they can't ride if they don't have their volunteers. So it's also important that our volunteers show up, and it's so great that they do. And if you would like to be a volunteer or interested, you can go to www.brighthorizonsriding.org, and there's information about volunteers there. You can also call Amy Klein at 541-961-4156. She has information about being a volunteer as well.
And what about parents? Do you encourage them to come to the center, take a look at a session? Obviously, looking at your website, it's full of a lot of great information. I noticed that there are some videos there as well. How do you break the ice in terms of helping a caregiver, a parent, decide if this is right for them?
We typically invite them to come out, and we kind of schedule in a time, usually just to come fill out paperwork and check us out and see what we do, see if it's something that they can work in. We try to work them into a schedule, give us a chance to meet the kid their child, and see where they would best fit. Sometimes we're able to, on that first time, get them on a horse or get them around a horse. Sometimes it just depends on if they've been scheduled in or if they're just coming out to visit. But we really, really would like you to come, you parents, to come check us out.
Have a look.
Do you want me to tell you where we're located?
Yes, I would.
We are located on, our address is 1925 Logsden Road. We're out in Sillettes. And the easiest thing I can tell you is we are 1.9 miles on Logsden Road. If you pass the cemetery or our sign, you've gone too far. We now have a sign posted up at the end of our driveway. So 1.9 miles on Logsden Road.
And probably give a call first.
Give us a call first. We have classes currently operating Wednesdays through Saturdays, Wednesday evenings, afternoons,
well,
through Fridays.
With just a little bit of time left, let's remind our listeners, Hearts for Horses, January 31st from 6:30 to 9. This is your 8th annual benefit. Where can we get those tickets?
You can get tickets online from brighthorizonsriding.org by calling Amy Klein at 541-961-4156 or at person at the Oregon Coast Aquarium. They have tickets as well. Or you can show up if you didn't have a chance to get tickets before. We will sell tickets at the door.
All right, great. Tickets at the door. Well, Morgan Madison, she is the head instructor for Bright Horizons Therapeutic Riding Center. You want to talk to her, give her a buzz, give Amy Klein a buzz. She's the executive director. And go to brighthorizonsriding.org. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. We are also on Facebook.
And they're on Facebook. So thanks for joining us today. See you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.